The littleness of lust. A taste for flesh, anyone? Lust. Ah. What a prevalent thing in the minds of men and women today. Pure, raw, sexual lust. It is discouraging seeing being after being fall into the same dead-end trap of viewing others through the eyes of purely the form, the body. I can't admit, strangely enough, I thought I was missing something. So many people around me were so enamored with sex, the body, and relationships that I began to wonder, was there more to it? How am I defining lust? I am talking about the raw impulse, the distorted perception that would cause you to look at a living being and only see the body, to only see the pair of tits, to only see the chiseled chin and some abs. Am I saying that I hate the body? No. Am I saying you can't be attractive or attracted to physical features? No. But what sense does it make to look upon a being and devise a plan of interacting with that being just to get in contact with the body? Really, a body. We all literally have one. If you want to see some thighs, literally just look at your own. But seriously, does nobody find it strange and disrespectful to dwindle a being down to just some physical features, which in truth don't even represent them? But let's pause on that for a moment and discuss my own journey through the energy of lust. I still remember to this day, the very first time I stumbled across pornography. I was in fourth grade and had a curious mind. I remember asking myself after a recent trip to the beach, why boys were allowed to have their shirts off and girls weren't. Since it was so commonly accepted, I intuitively felt I shouldn't ask my parents and went to find the answer for myself. I went online and typed in something like, woman with no shirt on, and instantly tossed my device away out of fear. Upon retrieving it, as you can imagine, it was quote-unquote up from there, no pun intended. My fourth grade protected mind, seeing these images for the first time, led to a rabbit hole of discovery. Of course, I had no idea what I was looking at. Again, I'm only 10, 11. I don't know what this is. Per se. This is my first time ever coming into contact with this activity at all. But I was more curious. This led to a 15-year battle, per se, wrestling with the images and videos I was seeing, my desire to keep seeing them, actual relationships I was encountering in my life, masturbation, and just raw, pure sexual desire and tension in my own body. As I began to get older, I, of course, began to get the sense that I was doing something that might not be quote-unquote right. Especially being raised in a Christian home, I, of course, had certain talks, sermons, leaders, and messages given to me about sex and sexual activity. And as we all know, in most religions is anti-sex everything. So I'm obviously hearing at all the little connect groups and all the little everything. Basically, if you're not married, you shouldn't even be, you know, we know. Again, we know. If you live on this planet, you know. It's very sex. It's very strange when you look at it how they're trying to set you up for failure. It's kind of clear to see. Because how can you have a planet that is 100% sex averse, but everything on the planet is marketed to sex? But don't even get me started on that. But so, of course, we all know where this is going. Guilt upon guilt upon guilt. Here I was, 12, 13, 14 years old, looking at these things, still unknowingly compromising my own consciousness with porn. How? By using it to arouse myself. After every session, I felt terrible. I felt terrible not necessarily because of the activity, It was because I felt good. When you really look at it, I personally felt good. But I'm being told by all around me, you know, that this is not a good thing to do. So I'm wrestling within one's own self. I was doing something that I was being told not to do, and the belief system given to me by God, society, parents, whoever. But I kept going back, as so many of us do. Why? The feeling and sensations, of course. It feels and felt great. Why would I not be seeking out the feeling of an orgasm given the choice? We all love it. But then the reminder of sexual sin and hell and damnation and all those messages would creep into the mind, and I would wrestle, often finding myself depressed. And then, guess what? You want to feel good again, so you know where we're going. Right back to the activity. The one place we know we're going to feel good, even if it is for a little bit. So how did this affect my relationships? Well, once again, I found these things very early, fourth grade, elementary school. Knowing what I know now, I was in a very impressionable stage. Again, I was a young child who had never come across this before. Not only that, once again, I don't even know what I'm actually looking at. You have to think. To me, it's no different than looking at a cartoon, is it? Isn't it? You put on SpongeBob, and then you put on these, you know, pornography. To me, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, I'm just seeing TV, so to speak. I'm just seeing TV. So without even knowing it, I began to see my world through that lens. Like you would if you were watching your favorite, you know, cartoon as a child. You know, people, you know, kids, you watch a cartoon and then they act like the character. Or they'll, you know, pretend they're in that world. You know, run around pretending they're catching Pokemon or whatever. Without even knowing it, I was looking at everybody only through the lens of the body based on the images I was seeing. So I'm checking everybody out. I'm looking at everybody, comparing everybody, seeing, is this person built like the actress I just saw? Is this dude built like the dude I just saw? As I grew older, moving through high school and college, of course, there were many opportunities for love and love, lust, sex, you know, there were just opportunities for flings, hookups. But every single time I got around that energy, an actual 3D moving around beings, something just wasn't right for me. And I finally realized what it was. I am not in a world of bodies. It doesn't matter I'm watching images and all I'm seeing is bodies, you know. Like I said, we're seeing the, you know, you're seeing just the bodies. The breast, the butt, the thighs, feet, stomach, whatever. Whatever you're into. Whatever your thing is. But I'm not in a world of bodies. I am in a world of spirit. When I come in contact with someone, I'm really coming in contact with the invisible them. Nothing to do with their physical appearance. But remember, I have been watching porn and hearing people around me. Remember, the people around me as well, just your average normal human being, constantly talking about sex as well. Treating each other like prizes, trophies, experiences. We all know it, the strange shit that people do, make the lists and you know, got a body count list and all the dumb shit. And yeah, you know, I'm hearing all this and I'm seeing it. And everybody seems to be involved. It doesn't seem to just be a male thing or a female thing or a man or woman or, you know, again, I'm a child, so I'm just observing. Again, just like anyone else, I'm new to the world. I'm looking around. I'm seeing women who are just as lustful as the men, and I'm seeing men being just lustful too. And they talk about each other like prizes and trophies and experience. So I kept thinking, literally, am I missing something? I would literally call and ask the energy of lust to come over me. No joke. Because I'm like, I'm like, come on, am I missing something? I know I've been watching the images, but in 3D, in real life, like, come on, am I missing something? But, of course, thankfully, before anything could actually truly take off, I came to my senses. I remember my exact epiphany. My moment of sitting there watching porn and asking myself, what the fuck am I doing? Here I am watching people have sex. Like, come on. I'm not even having it. I'm watching. Is this what I want? No. But then I also realized something. I, even though I was now 20, was still sitting in that fourth grade self's consciousness. It had taken root at that age, 9 or 10, whatever I was, and it simply had become a loop, a pattern that I simply had not broken. It just simply was a habit. I started watching it as a babe, basically as a kid, and it just was no different than coming home and turning on YouTube. I found myself, so I thought, constantly thinking about sex, sex, sex. But then I realized I'm not actually thinking about sex. Because I started to realize there's nothing wrong with sex. I wasn't thinking about sex, though. What was I really thinking about? As many of us might actually be doing as well. I was actually thinking about going to watch porn. Watching images, watching videos. Masturbating, that is not the same based on what I wanted. Again, there's no judgment. There's no whatever you're into. Again, it's just talking about my own stuff. And, you know, if it helps you, it helps you. But if not, anyway. I was simply following a habit and feeling. That's it. This was a mistake. This was a misuse of my sexual energy. Now back to relationships. I realized something very quickly. The women that I was choosing to interact with, whether consciously or subconsciously, I was comparing them to the actresses and beings that I was seeing and watching. So, I was knowingly or unknowingly picking friends or partners based on my perceived level of if they could match the vibes of the videos or if they were even built similar. Was she shaped like the actress I had just seen? Does she do the same things to me? Does she have the same energy, so to speak? This, in essence, to me, started to make no sense because I kept feeling uneasy. Why? Pure divine love does not give a fuck about those things. I realized in order for me to be a holy, loving, pure being, I don't even live in a world of bodies in the first place. I realized that in truth, I loved the people in my life. I realized that I pushed away certain people quietly or begin to turn away from certain potential partners because the love that they were giving me didn't come in the form of a sloppy blowjob. Now, again, I'm not saying you can't have preference. What I'm directly pointing to, though, is how I had become corrupted in my thinking to the point where if this was not how the relationship seemingly, quote unquote, started, I'm not interested. Why? Because that's what I'm watching. I'm watching, so now let's live it. So that's what I'm subconsciously looking for. And again, I'm not saying sex is bad or wrong, that you shouldn't literally strive to live your best sexual life that you could conceive of with the greatest pleasure. But for me, I realized that the meaningless slapping together of flesh for 30 minutes, more like 3 minutes for most people, that just didn't make any sense. It was no fulfillment in that in truth. Whenever we as beings look at each other just as the body, I feel we are denying the living spirit of God, which animates the body. When all we care about is the shapeliness and sensation, it leads to the distortion that we are currently in. You can't love, capital L, somebody and only look at their body, because they aren't even the body. It's just a garment. Who are they really? And as I began to ask that question and look around, I realized that there was almost nobody I wanted to stick myself into and exchange raw, powerful sexual energy with. Everybody has a body. Think about it. Everybody that you see on this plane has a body. In reality, I couldn't care less about yours. I was fighting as hard as I could to try to understand why I just was not getting it. The lust, like in real life. I'm watching the stuff. Yeah, I'll masturbate. And I like it. Again, I'm attracted to women as a straight male. But I'm looking and I'm like, is that it? I constantly kept feeling, is that it? It's just the body. Like, they're everywhere. And then, but then I realized I'm not even actually having sex with bodies. You're actually having sex with the essence of a being. That's what you're actually connecting to. And I began to objectively see a lot of quote unquote ugliness in beautiful bodies. So what is the remedy? I know for a fact that sexual energy is intensely powerful. I realize that leaking it, wasting it, good gracious, I'm not even going to edit it out. Wasting it on flings and moments of senseless masturbation just wasn't the move. Just like the saying about money, a fool and his money are easily parted, I began to feel that a fool and his seed were just as easily parted. I intend to still have sex, but of course, now I know to be conscious and aware. What I look for in a partner is completely different initially as well. I still love a big butt just like everybody else. But I find myself staring in the windows of the soul more often, making the conscious decision to be with the person I am interacting with, not their body. And not only that, I have found such immense sexual energy within myself that I feel self-sustained sexually, to the point I don't even feel the desire for a partner. And this is beautiful. It allows me to meet somebody with truly no agenda. I genuinely don't need your body. I don't need it. I don't even need your love. I don't actually need anything from you. And to me, this allows me to truly see you instead of what I might be able to get from you in an interaction from you, whether it be sexual or sensual in nature. So in closing, I am not saying sex is wrong, bad, or evil. That's not my opinion on that. I am not saying having, liking, or desiring specific or certain physical traits is bad or evil. But I feel as though to adhere to the path of lust will eventually get you burned, literally sometimes. How could it not? We live in a world of principalities and energies, beings, and yet we are stuck following and desiring every attractive body that walks by. And because you only see the body, you will miss the spirit. A man or woman could literally be the spirit of death in your life, but they are quote unquote your physical type. So that's all you are seeing. Think, when will my people be free to be in real love? Imagine having sex with someone or someones who have their whole heart open to you forever, not just their legs for a night.